This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Madonna sounded off this week here in LA about her 40-year career. She said, quote, "I always felt oppressed. I know a lot of people would go, oh, that's ridiculous for you to say that. You're a successful, white, wealthy pop star. But I've had the crap kicked out of me for my entire career. And a large part of that is because I'm female and also because I refuse to live a conventional life. I have lovers who are three decades younger than me. This makes people very uncomfortable. I feel like everything I do makes people feel really uncomfortable." Unquote. Yeah. Six baseball stadiums will host Billy Joel this summer, including the three oldest ones in the U.S., L.A.'s Dodger Stadium, Boston's Fenway Park, and Chicago's Wrigley Field. The May 13th Dodger Stadium appearance is a first for Joel, who's been playing to full houses at New York's indoor and outdoor sports venues over the last decade. After President-elect Donald Trump mocked successor Arnold Schwarzenegger for getting lower ratings than he did in his last season of Celebrity Apprentice, the former California governor issued this response, quote, "There's nothing more important than the people's work. I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you'll work for all of the American people as aggressively as you worked for your ratings." Unquote. This was in response to Trump's tweet bragging about how he got bigger ratings. You just can't make this stuff up. Ciara has dropped her defamation suit against her ex, rapper Future. The singer accused Future of slander in a $15 million lawsuit, claiming that he questioned her parenting and falsely complained about his lack of access to their two-year-old son in a series of radio interviews and tweets. Ciara also accused Future of making murderous threats towards her new husband, Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. Carrie Fisher and her mother Debbie Reynolds were laid to rest this week in a joint private funeral service, with the Star Wars actress's ashes placed in a giant Prozac pill urn. Fisher, a longtime mental health advocate, openly discussed her battles with depression and bipolar disorder during her lifetime and used her illness to demystify taboo subjects and encourage others to seek help. Some of Fisher's cremated ashes were placed in the coffin with her mother, with the rest residing in the Prozac pill urn that her brother Todd Fisher held during the service. Only in Hollywood. The Golden Globes were handed out here in L.A., with La La Land winning a record 7 awards. Casey Affleck and Isabelle Huppert were awarded the top acting honors. Moonlight, the story of a young man coming to age in Miami amidst the war on drugs, won top honors in the drama category. Jimmy Buffett is one step closer to Broadway. Escape to Margaritaville, the new musical featuring both original tracks and the singer's classics, is eyeing a Broadway debut in the spring of 2018. After the production has its world premiere at San Diego's La Jolla Playhouse May 9th, the show will make three additional tryout stops in New Orleans, Houston, and Chicago. Broadway had a record year in 2016. Hamilton, Wicked, and The Lion King all soared past $3 million. House records also toppled across Broadway early this month, with a whopping 24 productions grossing more than $1 million apiece. Wow. The CW's chief defended his decision to renew Rachel Bloom's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend for a third season. While Bloom was nominated for a Golden Globe, her series ranks as broadcast's lowest-rated program. The executive noted the renewal had nothing to do with numbers and stressed that Crazy Ex-Girlfriend has helped alter the perception of what the CW has become. If you haven't seen the show, give it a try. Bloom not only acts, she writes and sings many of the show's songs. French police investigating the theft of nearly $10 million in jewels from Kim Kardashian arrested 17 people, including a chauffeur who drove Kim around Paris in the days before the robbery. Many of those arrested in coordinated police raids in several different parts of France were known underworld figures, and at least three were women. DNA traces from the scene of the heist led police to the suspects. Kardashian, understandably, is very happy and very satisfied, and very egotistical, and very shallow, and very talentless, and very materialistic. 4 years after Justin Bieber and Usher first faced a $10 million copyright infringement lawsuit over their song Somebody to Love, and nearly 7 years after they released the single, a judge has dismissed the case. In the lawsuit, singer Devin DeRico Copeland and songwriter Mario Overton claimed that they provided the song, which they recorded in 2008, to Usher's mother and former manager Janetta Patton in 2009. The judge, however, ruled that the suit had no merit. Nice try. The Trash Bin. Chris Brown was kicked out of a New York gym for disruptive behavior. Brown and his entourage were on the basketball court when the incident went down. Instead of simply playing basketball, the singer was playing music loudly, trash-talking, and swearing with his friends. Complaints from other gym members of the club led a female manager to confront Brown and his group. Brown didn't like that and became furious, screaming and swearing at the woman. He and his pals were subsequently ordered to leave, after which Brown allegedly spat at a door on his way out. Nice.
The news wrap-up.
Cirque du Soleil released Dreams of O, a 12-minute 3D virtual reality experience based on their Vegas show, the water-themed O, for the Samsung VR headset. Hulu, the video streaming service, will be launching its new live television service in early 2017. High Dynamic Range, or HDR, will soon join 4K Ultra HD as the latest format for video content. Facebook Messenger has added group video messaging for up to 6 people at one time.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Hidden Figures, starring Taraji P. Henson, is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
The Weeknd, Starboy, remains the number one album in the country.
The number one app.
Five Nights at Freddy's, sister location, unseats Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one fiction book.
Daniel Steele's The Mistress is the most popular book in the USA.
Ed Sheeran took a one-year leave of absence last year following the huge success of his 2014 album, Multiply. Sheeran's retreat from performing also allowed him to do some behind-the-scenes songwriting for Justin Bieber, whose Love Yourself is nominated for Song of the Year at next month's Grammy Awards. Now Sheeran has returned and just released two new songs, Castle on the Hill and the Song of the Week, Shape of You.
And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. I'm in love with your body. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new.
That was Ed Sheeran with the Song of the Week, Shape of You. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.